So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dean, where is Britney Spears registered? I want to get a gift.
I'm hoping at Target because it's, you know, nearby the TV station here. I can just, you know, swing by and get her like a salad shooter or I don't know, air fryer or something like that.
Is there some controversy over the Instagram photo she posted?
Well, she posted a video of her and her new fiance. It's now official that she is engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Sam Asghari. It's just a coincidence that they're officially now engaged just a few days after the father said he's going to step out of the conservatorship. But they posted this lovely video of all, you know, snuggly and all that stuff. And then she posted a photo of showing off her engagement ring. The pose is, how shall I put this? It looks like a one-finger peace sign that you might get from somebody who is singing something. But it's the finger is actually on her ring finger. It's on her third finger. But at first glance, it looks like, oh, Britney, what are you doing that for?
Yeah,
why are you giving me that gesture?
It's like she's driving on the expressway and is irritated.
That's the least of what should be going on the expressway right now.
All right. Well, so
congratulations.
Now she can do this now? Is that it? She's free to get married?
Well, the conservatorship is still going on until the next hearing is September the 28th. So the father has said that he wants out of being in the conservatorship. Presumably that's going to happen on September the 28th. She will have more control over her finances and personal decisions that she can make. So I guess, being engaged right now is opening the door to, marriage after the conservatorship is over.
Let's talk about Donny Osmond and what he has revealed now.
Yeah, this is quite a story. Back in 2019, Donny Osmond had a spinal surgery. You know, because of all of his dancing through the years, he injured himself, went through surgery to relieve the pain. Developed an infection as a result of that surgery that left him possibly paralyzed. He was very close to being permanently paralyzed. He did come back from the surgery. He attributes his recovery to that, to a strong mindset and his Mormon faith helping him to recover and, as he says, come back from the dead. So he's okay now. You know, now we know that he's okay. But it was really touch and go for our Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat fan here in Chicago for quite a few years.
Yeah, that's scary.
For a long time. Yeah, that's. I mean, it just shows you. You can go into the hospital for one thing, and you never know what's going to happen once you get in there again.
No kidding. Last night, MTV had their Video Music Awards. We talked about it earlier. Madonna surprised people with an appearance and a performance. And what were the other highlights?
I thought it was an AARP commercial for a minute because Madonna made an appearance. I've been a defender of Madonna, but I think I have to stop now. Not that 63-year-olds can't be attractive, but she shows up in this outfit with her buttocks region, just completely out there. She's still trying to shock everybody. Madonna, it's okay. You don't need to do that anymore. You have quite the legacy. Also making an appearance, a very rare appearance, I might add, former Van Halen lead singer David Lee Roth presented the big award of the night, the Video of the Year award. And, you know, he looked fine as well. But what they were trying to do was mix it up with veteran performers. They had members of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys on there with you know, some of, you know, today's top artists, you know, so, but it was fun. I watched it. I got to say, I had a good time watching it. I get caught up to date on who the latest singers are when I watch shows like this. The big winner of the night was Lil Nas X. He's got a song that's called Montero, Call Me By Your Name, and that was awarded Video of the Year. Justin Bieber performed last night. He won Artist of the Year. One of the big winners last night was Olivia Rodrigo. She won for Song of the Year for her song Driver's License. She also won Best New Artist.
Dean, tell us about the Creative Arts Emmy Awards.
Yeah, they do this the week before the actual primetime Emmy Awards. Everyone, you know, when the Emmys would come on, they say, why are they giving, you know, some of these behind-the-scenes awards, some of the smaller awards and smaller performance awards? It's making the Emmy show go longer, and it makes it more boring. So what they decided to do was break things up, and over the weekend, they did three different Creative Arts Emmy Awards, as it's called, not televised. But the big winner after the whole weekend was Netflix's The Queen's Gambit. It wound up taking home 9 different awards. Netflix itself won 34 trophies, not only for The Queen's Gambit, but also for their shows Love, Death, and Robots, and The Crown, and Bo Burnham, among others. Disney came in a distant second on this. They got 13 trophies. So going into next weekend's Primetime Emmy Awards, with 24 nominations apiece, Netflix's The Crown and Disney Plus's The Mandalorian. So we'll next Monday we'll be reporting on the winners for that. Just a side note, Maya Rudolph, who you know from Saturday Night Live probably most you know, most prevalently, became the first person in 20 years to twice consecutively win in the same category. She won her second consecutive Emmy this year for her voice role in Big Mouth, and also for guest hosting Saturday Night Live. So congratulations to one of the really nice people in showbiz, Maya Rudolph.
Mm. Andrew Garfield, who has been Spider-Man, is going to be taking on an interesting new role, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it. I talked with Andrew Garfield yesterday. We did one of these Zoom chats. And the S word, Spider-Man, didn't even come up, I think, to his delight, because this movie called The Eyes of Tammy Faye is so fascinating. He plays televangelist Jim Baker. We all, you know, if you're of a certain age, you remember Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. They had, you know, their shows that were on all the time, constantly pitching for money. That's actually what got them in trouble. There was some dirty stuff going on with some of the cash. But this movie is about how they came to be, how they met, how they came to be, their popularity, and the downfall of the Bakers. Jessica Chastain plays Tammy Faye Baker beautifully. We're going to hear from her tomorrow. But I talked with Andrew about taking on this role of Jim Baker.
I was just wondering how aware you were of the Bakers and the phenomena of it all before they even brought you the script.
Yeah, not very. Being brought up in the UK, televangelism isn't really a thing that we do. And also generationally, I suppose, I was a little bit before my sentient television watching time. So I came kind of clear-eyed, which I think was an advantage in that I got to come in with a lack of judgment towards the Bakers and everyone involved, and really do my own study. Because obviously my job was to find and play Jim as with as much humanity and nuance and depth as possible. So yeah, I got to have a big education in that whole era and that whole family.
Yeah. So the movie is called The Eyes of Tammy Faye. It's surprisingly mesmerizing, and it opens in theaters on Friday.
All right, Dean Richards, go put on your mascara for TV now, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.